This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is Anthony Fauci smarter than a 10-year-old? I think not. I have the evidence. A 10-year-old stood in front of Martin County school board members in Florida, hoping to make masks optional for the remaining days of the school year, and he called out the teachers for their hypocrisy. Here is the clip that's going massively viral.
School board members, my name is John. I just turned 10 years old.
Talk a little closer to that.
I just turned 10 years old, and I am a fourth grader at Felix A. Williams. I expected school to be a little bit different in the beginning, but I didn't think it would stay this way all year long, and I was surprised by the rules. A lot of them didn't make any sense to me, like the fact that we were not allowed to play on the playground or have student council or turn to face each other at lunch. And we also have to wear masks outside at PE and on track. I love my school and all, but my teachers seem really stressed, and that makes me feel bad. One teacher walks around with a clipboard full of referrals for any student whose mask isn't on properly. It makes me feel scared. That same teacher yells at us having our masks down to drink a water while we are outside in car line. She told us we had to wait until we were in our parents' car to have a drink of water. She had her mask down the entire time while she was yelling at us, which makes me and all my friends very mad. This happens a lot. And it seems unfair teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. I asked my mom if there's a word for this, and she said there is. Hypocrisy. Wearing a mask all day makes me feel really tired and gives me really bad headaches. Sometimes I miss school and I need to lay low in the dark until they're gone. My mask also sticks to my face when it's really hot, and it makes it hard to breathe. I feel like I can't catch my breath, and that makes me feel claustrophobic and anxious. It's really stressful. I finished taking all of my FSAs, and I had a hard time focusing with a mask on. A few weeks ago, I ran into my teacher outside of school. She didn't even recognize me because she's never seen my face before. But I knew it was her because she sits at her desk a lot without a mask on. I know my teacher has asthma and everything, but I understand why it's hard for her to wear a mask, and I think she should have that choice. But I should too. I have allergies, and I feel really anxious with my face covered. But I'm not allowed a mask break like her. It seems unfair. All this seems unfair, and it doesn't make sense. I miss seeing people's face. I miss the way things used to be. I'm scared they'll never go back to normal. Breathing freely doesn't seem like something we should have to ask any other people for permission for. Please make masks optional today. It would be so awesome to end the school year on a really happy note like that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, John. You did a good job.
So, there you go. You know, it's just
a little over 2 weeks left.
It's just amazing that this divide, this fracture that we have right now. But what's so depressing about it or upsetting about it is the root cause, the motivational factor for people who want to. Because you can wear a mask forever. You can wear a mask the rest of your life. Many of these leftists, I'm sure, will. They're announcing that they will. Fine. Freak. But they want you to do it, too. They want you to be a part of their cult. They want to force you to do it. And so the root cause of this, the driving factor, is that these are authoritarians. These are totalitarians. And that's really synonymous with a cult. And so that's what we're experiencing. Forcing you to wear a mask, forcing you to take a vaccine. So I just want all the people out there that are on that side of history to just admit what you are, admit who you are,
and just come out and be honest. You do not believe in human freedom. You do not believe in self-government. You are not a fan of freedom.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counter-offensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT-teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, the next phase of the globalist takeover is a world ID through a global medical ID that will finally be implemented with an implantable microchip under the skin or in the brain, as Klaus Schwab, head of the Davos Group, told National French Television. And, of course, we played that for you last week. The full video is posted on InfoWars.com. This is an absolutely draconian system. It has nothing to do with safety and security. It has to do with tracking and tracing the economy and putting carbon taxes in place that make it impossible for small businesses and companies and individual families to operate, so the society collapses so they can carry out an orderly depopulation agenda. So that said, they're now moving towards the vaccine passports. They're now moving towards the Chinese social credit score model coming up later in the broadcast today, either in the last segment of this hour if it's done, or the last segment of the next hour if we don't get it complete, because I just shot it. We're going to air a 10-minute detailed report breaking all this down that is so important, and we lay out the crossroads that we've now reached. But that said, the reason I'm making this announcement at the start of the second hour, that Owen Schroyer is about to take back over, and he's got Leo Zagami on next hour, is the fact that I'm getting a bunch of text messages and calls from people that work at hospitals, people also that are in the military, and folks that work for Home Depot, are just some of the texts and calls I've gotten today, that they're being told, tell us your vaccine status. They're trying to bully you into violating HIPAA. They don't have the right to do that. They're trying to intimidate you to waive your right and do it yourself. Or don't clock in tomorrow. So it's pure color of law fraud. And if I was you folks, I would, I'm not normally like this, but this is medical tyranny. And these folks are interfacing with the UN and the globalists with this experimental Frankenstein. I would record them telling you to do that because it's criminal. And then I would definitely move forward and tell them they're violating your rights. And if they try to fire you for it, they're going to be in big trouble, and they're going to end up being sued, and they're going to lose that suit for sure. They're just hoping that in general acquiescence, we all accept this, and it sets the precedent of a new custom of having us waive our rights and basically being raped. We cannot let all our forebears did be thrown to the wayside. We have to say no to this medical tyranny right now. And so Owen is going to do a great job. He's doing a great job. But tomorrow, hosting the show, I've talked to Owen. He's agreed that he thinks it's a good idea to open the phones up specifically tomorrow, not just for medical workers with their vaccine stories or nurses with their vaccine stories or callers with all their horror stories, because we don't screen your calls. People just call in, and every call is a horror story. Everything I've heard in Bob in Florida has been a horror story. Everything I hear in Texas is a horror story on the ground as well. But this is going to be not about horror stories or your stories of loving the vaccines. This is going to be about, have you had trouble getting into the grocery store or getting into Home Depot, or has your employer tried to intimidate you and see if you have a vaccine? A lot of colleges are announcing that you, quote, have to have it. They don't tell you there's fine print, or actually don't. Again, this is all color of law fraud. So I know tomorrow, while I'm hanging out with my family here in sunny Florida, I'm going to be listening to Owen back in the ATX take your calls on that subject for at least 2 hours of the show, because this is important, and there's nothing better than your on-the-ground intelligence, your on-the-ground reports of what's actually happening. And I may get a few guests on as well that have been contacting me and see if they'll come on air and actually tell you what they witnessed for themselves. But this is outrageous, and it's illegal. Back to Owen Schroer in a live broadcast.
You know, and again, it just goes back to the same thing, which is so incredible. I don't know how to put it anymore. Because these people are never going to stop pushing. Forcing you to take a vaccine and forcing you to wear a mask. A mask that is unhealthy for you. A vaccine that is deadly. So it's beyond just that they don't even believe in freedom. It's they want to control your body. They want to rape you. And so it just makes me sick. I'm just disgusted. Now, I got a video clip that we're going to have coming up. And I can play all the video clips. We played another one of a PBS reporter. I got Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC. I'm still going to wear the mask. The science says to still wear the mask. And then you see the comment sections where all the dumbass, brainwashed, vaccine heads. What do we have to start calling these people? Because you can't call them liberals anymore. It's just, you cannot call them liberals anymore. You can call them Democrats, but we need to have a new term for these people. Communist, it doesn't quite say it. This is beyond the realm. This is beyond the pale. This is beyond the scope of any political group or anything we've ever seen. This is a worldwide death cult. And it used to be just the secret shadow societies manipulating the world and humanity. But now their pawns, now their minions are completely brainwashed and completely bought into the cult. And they're coming for us. They're coming for everyone not in the cult. What's the movie? I forget the name of the movie. The Body Snatchers, I think, where it's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That's what this is. These are the Body Snatchers. So the Body Snatchers want you to wear a mask. The Body Snatchers want you to take a vaccine. This is Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And then because they know not everyone is a body snatcher like them, they know that. They need to identify you. And then once they've identified you, they then need to come get you and either put a muzzle on your face and or put a needle in your arm. And so that's why you're seeing this outcry. They hate you being free. They hate you making your own decisions. They hate you having free speech to push back against their wild ideas and conspiracy theories and their fake science. They hate all of it. They hate you. So they need full control, and they need to own your body. And then Hillary Clinton comes out, and Biden comes out, and they say, you want to be free again? Take the vaccine. You have two choices. Take the vaccine or wear a mask. No, I don't. And then Hillary Clinton says, you want your life back? Take a vaccine. Shut up, bitch! I'm not going to listen to these damn body snatchers anymore. And those are like the heads of the body snatchers. Again, now all their minions. You read all the comment sections. I'm still going to wear my mask even though I'm vaccinated. And they say, they come up with all these wild excuses as to why. Oh, there's different variants. There's the India variant and the Europe variant. What about the Chinese virus? Don't say that, bigot. Ah! Just total mind control. Oh. But I could get sick if somebody around me is unvaccinated and I have no way of knowing. Well, if the vaccine's safe and effective, then what are you so concerned about? Oh, it's not safe or effective, and you know it. And you're admitting that. It's just unbelievable. I can't even. And you know what's funny? I was going to do kind of like a deep tease on this. I don't know what is more sick. The body snatchers that want to put a muzzle on your face and a needle in your arm because of their own worldview. So because of all of their own beliefs and their worldview, they now want to dominate you. But that is not even the most disgusting, disturbing thing I have on my desk today.
And so, I mean, I was going to do a big deep tease about this, but I'll just show you this now. So I'm not sure what's more disgusting, the body snatchers that want to control you and don't believe in freedom, or this. I apologize, but nobody else is going to report this, but this is the sick world we live in. A knitted penis for extremely small girls to wear in their pants if their parents believe them to be transgender. It is intended for girls so young they demonstrate the product in a diaper. And it's literally a business. Bitty Bug Soft Packer. And they knit male genitals for you to put in your daughter's pants. So, are we living in hell, or is this comedy for angels? Are we living in hell, or is this comedy for angels? Because, I mean, this is like redonkulous. We should be laughing at how outrageous this is. This should be like fringe shock value comedy. No, they're actually making knit penises for your daughter's diaper.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Seriously, what has this world become when you have bitty bug soft pecker packers? I mean, let me just read here. The bitty bug soft pecker packer is a custom prosthetic packer in sizes appropriate for children, made from soft, durable yarn and polyester filling, a knitted penis for extremely small girls to wear in their pants if their parents believe them to be transgender. And they demonstrate the product in a diaper because it's for toddlers. In unrelated news, South Carolina becomes the fourth state to approve of firing squads. So seriously, though, are we living in hell or is this comedy for angels? Because you hear this and it's just surface level, face value, nauseating, disgusting, disturbing on so many different levels. And of course, you know, this is just the perverts, again, just wanting to put their hand down your daughter's pants. These are just perverts who want to put their hands in your toddler's diaper. These sick freaks. Body snatchers. Oh, yeah. Anybody involved with knit penises for baby girls? Anybody going into a diaper to put a penis into a baby girl? Yeah, I have a feeling you're a body snatcher. I bet you wear two masks, too. I bet you take your vaccine, too. I bet you get mad when you see someone without a mask. It's the same people. It's the same death cult. But so, yeah, this is disgusting. This is hell. This is demonic. This is diabolical. Or is it comedy for angels? Because I can sit back and laugh at this. I can joke. I mean, seriously, like, oh, hey, we can do an SNL skit. You show up at the Bitty Bug Soft Pecker store. Hey. Oh, yeah, how can I help you? Hi, I've got a 6-month-old daughter, and I want her to have a penis. It's like, well, that's good for you, sir. Very progressive. I see you're not wearing a mask. Are you vaccinated? Of course, Johnson & Johnson. Feels great. Wonderful, sir. Is that your daughter right there with you? Why, yes. Here, I've got some special ones over here with different sizes. Let's try them on. Do you mind? Oh, absolutely. Put your hand down my daughter's pants, please. Perfect. I'm your petty packer, bitty bug, soft pecker, packer salesman. And my hand is now going into your daughter's diaper, and that's okay. Of course. It's progressive. You're gay, right? Well, not today. Maybe tomorrow, though. Yeah, you know, I really like that size right there. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. We have that one in blue or black or white. I noticed that your daughter's white. Do you want to be transracial and have a black knit penis for your daughter? Or do you want to go with the normal flesh tone for a Caucasian? Well, I kind of want my daughter to have a really big lap hog. So whatever the biggest size you got is. I mean, seriously, like, is this comedy for angels? I mean, you can laugh at this stuff, but no, these people are actually thinking about putting a knit penis in your daughter's diaper. Who's going to be the first celebrity to put a bulge in their infant's diaper for a political statement? Sounds something right up Chrissy Teigen's alley, doesn't it? That sounds right up Chrissy Teigen's alley. I mean, this woman has some serious problems there, actually. I'm not even kidding. I mean, I almost feel bad for that couple. It's funny enough, though, just like Meghan Markle, Chrissy Teigen came from a briefcase salesman. So are they, like, recruiting people out of the deal or no deal briefcase model deal there? But, okay, so there you go. The bitty bug soft pecker packer. And in unrelated news, South Carolina becomes fourth state to approve firing squads. Are we in hell, or is this comedy for angels? All right, ladies and gentlemen. Where do we go next? By the way, we don't even cover this, but it's weird. We have the U.S. military admitting UFOs exist, and they have hundreds of hours of footage, and now they're showing you the footage, and it's like not even news. It's not even a blip on the radar, myself included. I don't even have any of that news on my desk. But I'm just sitting here thinking, what's next? How does it get crazier? I mean, who would have predicted knit penises for your baby, right? I mean, drag queen story time, you're like, oh, that's as far as it goes. You know, grown men with boners bouncing up infants on their lap and saying, no, we're reading to them. Yeah, you're, oh, yeah, oh, sure you are. That hell. Mm-hmm. You could do that without your, you know, dingling out. You could do that without your Johnson out. You could do that without your drag queen makeup on if you just wanted to read to kids. So it's not really about that, is it? No. But where does it go from here? Now at drag queen story time, they'll take your little daughter up, and they'll say, or they'll take they'll take your little daughter up, and they'll say, oh, your little daughter Jane, she wants to be a boy, and guess what? We got a little knit penis for her. Here you go, Jane. Fondle the ball and shaft. It's yours now. It's okay. It's your balls and shaft now, Jane. Yeah, play with yourself. And then it'll just be like the Clinton years where they had that person in a congressional testimony say, we need to teach kids how to masturbate. So, you know, they couldn't just have men and women and teachers sign on to that. That didn't really work. So they kind of test ran it with the Clinton. I forget. See if you can find out that lady's name. Or was it a man? I can't remember. Rush Limbaugh used to play the clips all the time. Where the person out of the Clinton administration says we need to teach kids how to masturbate. But most people don't want anything to do with that. So they had to find an end around, and so they created drag queen story time. Oh, now you found the perverts that want to teach kids how to masturbate. And you found a way to disguise the whole thing with woke liberalism, the dumbass left that falls for anything. So, we're just trying to open the world up to new ideas. This is liberal and loving and progressive. It's drag queen story time. No, it's a bunch of perverted men that want to touch your child's genitals. And you know what? I mean, I won't even sit here and demonize all of them. Maybe there are some drag queen story times just want to read to kids. Whatever. But you know, this is an end around to teach your kids how to masturbate. There it is. Remember that time Bill Clinton fired his Surgeon General for encouraging masturbation education? Jocelyn Elders. That was all for the public just to see. Oh, yeah, they didn't want that message out there. Please, they all knew that was going to happen. Clinton knew who Elders was. It was all part of the program. They just found out in the 90s, okay, people aren't ready for us to masturbate their children. People aren't ready for perverts and pedophiles to be openly running the world. So, but are we going to reach a point where at drag queen story time, you're going to have Queen Catfish Stunk, or, you know, they have all these crazy names. Kitty litter, queen kitty litter, which is, you know, slang for eating someone else's, you know, anus. Sorry, but that's, you know, these are the people that read your kids. Queen kitty litter, you know, sexual term for eating anus. They read your kids. Are we going to get to a point where now, oh, Miss Kitty Litter has a bag full of knit penises for your little girls to come up so they can experience what it's like to be transgender. And then Miss Kitty Litter will say, here, fondle the shaft and balls. It's yours now. It's okay. I'm Miss Kitty Litter. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're in hell, or is this comedy for angels?
Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out.
Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K4 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com is what keeps us on air, ladies and gentlemen. Have you tried the new Fizzy Magnesium from InfoWarsStore.com? Comes highly recommended by your show host today. Ionic Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Brand new, 33% off introductory rate. Already we've got some reviews up there.
all 5 stars. This is going to be a very popular one. The Fizzy Magnesium at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, this 2 tweets from 2 of the most corrupt politicians in U.S. history pretty much sum it all up to me. Joe Biden saying, you have 2 choices, wear a mask or take a vaccine. I actually can think of a lot of other choices. I could think of a choice where I take that mask and that vaccine and stick it up, well, you know, the old blowhole for old Joe. So it's, you know, just open government tyranny. You have 2 options, mask or vaccine. What about freedom? Or then there's Hillary Clinton's tweet. It's pretty simple. Get vaccinated, get your life back. Get my life back. Do you own my life? Are you in charge of me? Am I your property? Did you take my life from me? You did, didn't you? You tried to, you wicked bitch. Get your life back. Get vaccinated. Of course, the irony is it could kill you. Oh, but don't worry about that. Yeah, some will die. Some will die. Yeah. Remember, when Trump said, hey, you know, people die, you know, this stuff happens. He was the worst person in the world. But, hey, people die from the vaccine. Hey, you know what? People are, so, you know, hey, take the vaccine. People are dying. Well, you know, people die. People die. So, wait, I have to die of unnatural causes because you're going to stick a needle in my arm. Well, people die, you know. I mean, it just, this stuff just happens. So, yeah. Yes, there will be a mass human sacrifice for this New World Order cult with the vaccines. Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. Man, I'll tell you, this stuff is really scary, man. I mean, government tyranny is one thing when it's being proposed by weak, feckless frauds and criminals like Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. But when you see this vaccine rollout and you see the side effects and you know it's not been tested on humans and you know it killed the animals it's been tested on and you know tens of thousands are dying from it and you know you don't need it and yet it's being forced upon our society, it's being forced upon us, and then you learn about the vaccine shedding. I've got people that work at medical practices telling me now that a new side effect they're hearing about is men that have sexual relations with vaccinated women are experiencing some interesting swelling down under. So like an extra large penis knit type of situation. So is that what's next? I mean, seriously, when are we going to know? It'll be a year or two before we really know the side effects of just the vaccine. How long is it going to be till we know the side effects of being around the people that are getting the vaccine and the shedding? We already know about all these new variants of the virus. Those are caused because of the vaccine. So it's really sick and disgusting stuff. And then it's even more diabolical that if a vaccine manufacturer, if you die from a vaccine, the vaccine manufacturer has no liability. That's the secret court. That's how it's the law, which is totally illegal, but is written against the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code. But if your business forces you to take a vaccine and then you have a negative side effect, an adverse reaction, that business is held culpable. How is that fair? Well, because it's all about shutting down big business, or excuse me, small business. The big businesses will be able to afford it. The small businesses, one negative vaccine side effect, you get forced to take it. That's going to kill your small business. You're done. So it'll end up being just another weapon against small business, just like the entire COVID fake pandemic was. But as Bob Hall, the Texas state senator, said, the American people are now guinea pigs. And we really are. We really are the guinea pigs. I think we've been vaccinated more than any other country. Here's what's happening in Sweden. Sweden records more than 30,000 cases of side effects tied to the COVID-19 jab. Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca are the 3 jabs there. More than 30,000 cases of side effects. And of course, I think it's like, I think that their official numbers right now are, I think, 4% of the negative side effects are death. I mean, I'm no mathematician, but if you have, it's probably around like 10% negative side effects from the vaccine, and then 4% of that 10% is death. I think that's the numbers we're getting right now. But hey, you want to be free again? You want to get your life back? You got to take that vaccine. And now they have it. The vaccine passports are here. Governor Cuomo announces it, just like we told you. After he kills your grandma, he tells you you no longer have to wear a mask, but the vaccine passport will be required. There's your medical tyranny. There's your fascism. If Antifa wants to ever wake up and figure out what's really going on, we're not suggesting criminal violence, of course. But, you know, if Antifa took its normal legal activities, I mean, the legal street activity that Antifa is engaged in a regular basis, I think they should take their regular, normal street activity, which is totally legal because they don't even exist, and if they did, they're not violent. They should take their totally normal, nonviolent street activity to the governors that are forcing the population to vaccinate, and they should take it to the vaccine manufacturers, clinics, and the heads of all these big pharmaceutical companies. Of course, again, I'm not encouraging violence. Antifa is not violent. Antifa is not violent at all. It's just an ideology. So I think Antifa should take its ideology to Governor Cuomo's house, to Governor Cuomo's office, and to the heads, the headquarters of all these vaccine manufacturing companies. I'm not calling for violence. Antifa is just an idea that doesn't exist. I'm just saying they're anti-fascist. That idea should be applied to the Democratic governors that are introducing fascism. And now, in the latest CDC numbers, they admit 223 people have died from COVID after getting the vaccine. Oh. Another thing, InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. Told you that was coming, but of course that was an easy one to predict. Anybody could have predicted that, really, if they were just being honest with themselves. Texas celebrates zero COVID deaths daily 2 months after Biden called reopening Neanderthal thinking. Yeah, being free is Neanderthal thinking to the Democrats. Being free is Neanderthal thinking to liberals. Being free is Neanderthal thinking to leftists. You need to be controlled by them. And then we have this story at InfoWars.com. And guys, I know we have the video. If you just want to roll the B-roll of clip 12. Another pastor arrested in Canada following anti-lockdown church service. Unbelievable. Pastor Tim Stevens of Fairview Baptist Church in Calgary is seen on video being detained by Alberta Health Services and the Calgary police in front of his wife and crying children. So that's what they're doing in Canada now. By the way, in fact, you know what? This is actually an interesting thing. I'm wondering, the NHL playoffs have started now, the hockey, very popular in Canada. I don't think they're allowed to play hockey in Canada, but it's interesting enough because the teams that are in America in the NHL are having home games with audience members, but I'm wondering if the teams in Canada are allowed to even have home games. But so you can go play hockey. You can go play hockey if you're in Canada, but you can't go to church. But for the Canadian baseball team, the Toronto Blue Jays, they're not allowed to have baseball games in Canada. I think they're playing in Florida or somewhere else. So, boy, Canada, boy, that sucks. Justin Trudeau has really taken a big, fat, steaming crap on Canada, hasn't he?
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The military will be dropping by your home or business to give you the experimental genetic engineering shot. And like President Biden said, if you don't take it, you're going to pay.
I've got some good news for you, and I've got some extremely bad news for you. But overall, humanity is awakening and is fighting back against the globalist takeover plan and against the New World Order depopulation agenda. First off, just breaking today, the head of the CDC, who's only been in for 6 months to replace Redfield, has stepped down after the head of their immunology, that's injections, vaccinations, and infectious disease director stepped down a few days ago as well. I was told by sources inside the CDC and NIH a few weeks ago that there was a major rebellion, not just in the general public, not just in private practice medical doctors, epidemiologists, and scientists that we've all seen, thousands of them going public and big tech censoring them and trying to silence them. But there's been a major rebellion inside the CDC, inside the NIH. And I've mentioned that I've been told that a few weeks ago. But now we see the incredible news in Congress last Friday where Fauci admitted that around half of the individuals that work for the NIH and CDC, most of which are doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and virologists and nurses, research scientists, are not taking the so-called vaccines that are really Frankenshots. So now when you have the director of the CDC and the head of immunology and infectious diseases stepping down. This is seismic. But remember what happened in late 2019 when the UN had an emergency meeting in Switzerland, and we played those clips on air at a two-day symposium and said, our front line's wobbly. Our doctors and scientists say the vaccines aren't being tested. Big Pharma just gives them to us. We're doing illegal testing on third world populations, and the public knows that people are getting hurt. They know about neurological disorders, and we've got a major problem on our hands. We wrote big articles about it at the time. That was in January 2020 when we found out about it. We basically broke the news because listeners sent us the tips. Good job, listeners. Those compilations up until that point were the biggest vaccine news in the history of vaccinations. The head of the UN program saying our frontline medical workers and doctors are wobbly. They know these vaccines are untested. They're hurting people. The house of cards is coming down. And unfortunately, those bombshell videos only got a few hundred thousand views. The new reports we're putting out are getting millions and millions and millions. That's why I'm asking all of you watching and listening on radio and TV right now to go to band.video and go to the links under this report where you'll find those reports from January of 2020.
Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
So when Biden tells you that those of you that haven't taken this experimental Frankenshot are going to be paying for it, it's more than a threat. It's an inversion of reality. Every day I see hundreds of articles where young people die of heart attacks or strokes, or old people die of heart attacks or strokes, or their lungs just fill up with blood. And that's what was in the UT studies and others years ago when they made COVID family vaccines and SARS family vaccines. Because again, the protein in the virus shell is very close to the protein in our lungs, in our hearts, in our arteries, in our veins, in women's uteruses, and in our brains. But I'm digressing. The reason this is so massive is they're in full panic mode because it's their own scientists that are saying no. The former chief scientist at Pfizer went public last year and predicted everything that's happening. Dr. Yidan, the head of one of the main private advisory boards that officially advises the EU, Wolfgang Wudart, Dr. Wudart, went public and predicted all of this from the literature. But now we don't just have the predictions, we have it all happening in live time, and the system trying to gaslight us is not working. It's waking up more people than they're able to actually brainwash and target. So now they're moving into the pure intimidation phase, where they're going to try to use corporate power, which is what globalism is, world government by corporate fascist, China's the model, to force you to have a vaccine, to go to a game, or to get it on an airplane, or to have a certain job. But all of it violates the Nuremberg Code, all of it violates common sense. It'd be illegal to try to make you take a normal, truly tested vaccine. This is a gene therapy that they couldn't get approved for decades around the world until the hysteria of COVID-19. This is a biotech genetic engineering revolution against humanity. And now they are purging the military of nationalists, of constitutionalists, and forging the military into the tip of the spear under the United Nations program. Remember last year where their head of global crisis response said, we're going to go into your homes, forcibly test you, and take your children away. They've already beta tested that in some areas of Europe, Australia, and even New York City, where a woman didn't wear a mask on the streets, so they took her kids. Remember that? And so that's the excuse to start disappearing people. And anytime they want, they can turn up the PCR test, like Biden said. Oh, if you don't all take it, COVID will come back. All they did was turn the PCR test from 40 cycles down to 29, knowing that would give you almost all false negatives. Turn it up the other way, you get nothing but false positives. That's the math. That's what the inventor of the PCR test said. So now, whether you're in Texas or whether you're in California or New York, they have regular army, they have National Guard, you name it, going out, coming into shops, and basically with peer pressure, intimidating people to have non-medical personnel give you this experimental gene therapy on the side of the road. Here's some footage from Dallas last night.
This is a lifetime of this, not live time, but here.
No, this is the hot stuff.
This is the first time we're doing it. Give me that.
One, two, three. Well, Johnson & Johnson, you only need one and done. That's the good thing about it. You don't have to get a second one, nothing like that. Yeah, that's it. And you have to like call for the second appointment, like usually with Pfizer and all that stuff. So,
yeah. Hey, bro, how do you feel that you got this shot right here at work by U.S. soldiers?
My man, y'all take care of me, man.
And while all of this is happening, the entire global corporate media, academia, Hollywood, and local governments that are controlled by the Democrats have ganged up on people and try to intimidate them and say they're bad if you don't take this illegal shot, when the majority of the CDC and NIH-owned doctors have refused to take the vaccine. And now, just today, Sweden says they've had 30,000 adverse reactions in their national reporting system to these so-called vaccines, more than the last decade combined of all their other bad reactions. And we're seeing similar numbers here. So what does the corporate media do? They enlist comedians like Trevor Noah and John Oliver and others to come out and make fun of people that point this out. That does not make people feel bad about themselves. It makes them hate the individuals that are trying to suppress them. Why is all of this happening? Because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And because powerful corporations have gotten together and in 1949 put Mao Zedong into power to build China up as the model of a fusion of capitalism and communism, which is really just neo-feudalistic serfdom. And they need to bring America and Europe down and Australia down and New Zealand down. They need to get rid of these hard-fought, hard-won liberties and make us all live basically as serf slaves under them. So they have to take our freedoms and bring in this global social credit score that New York and others are implementing and the UK is implementing right off of Xi Jinping's plan, because it's not Xi Jinping's plan. It's Big Tech's plan that's been involved the whole time, not just bullying, but censoring and suppressing the truth. They've all got conflict of interest. They're all making money off these deadly shots. Big Pharma and Big Tech have merged, and they're making their move against us to overwrite and overturn and abolish all of the basic freedoms that make us Americans. They are clear and present dangers. They are a threat to all of our freedoms, but also our very lives. This is a depopulation agenda. The good news is, whether you're on the street or whether you're looking at the polls, humanity's not buying President Biden. They know he stole the election. They know he's a front man for Obama. They know Obama's a front man. And people know that these aren't regular vaccines. They know this is a very wicked, evil agenda. They know people that have gotten sick or died. And so all of us have to make that decision. Are we going to let the sun be setting on their globalist takeover, on their corruption? Or is the sun setting on everything that our ancestors fought and died for? The basic decency, the basic freedoms that we have. These corrupt politicians are nothing more than globalist puppets. And when they tell you that they're giving you your freedom by letting you leave your house or have your job, when they're telling you that you're not essential, they are engaged in an attempt to steal your birthright. They didn't give us these freedoms. These freedoms aren't privileges. These are things that we innately have because we're made in the image of God. Government isn't our God. God is our God, because that puts we the people above government, with only God above us. The sun is setting on the New World Order. It was destined to fall from the beginning of its construction. The globalists are post-human exterminists. They literally want to extinct humanity and merge with machines. They're megalomaniacs. But we have to stand up for ourselves. We have to stand up for our children. We have to claim this birthright in our hands and let the globalists know we will never submit to their anti-human.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.